You made it.
The man in seat 2B said as he stood, allowing Natalie to move past him to her seat beside the window. Why, yes. Natalie sighed more than said, shoving her carry-on bag into the overhead compartment and making a brief assessment of her travel companion. Even with pre-check, the security lines were unreal. Settling into her seat, she looked up. Since the man was still standing, she couldn't see his face. Instead, she started with his long legs and moved upward to his trim waist, firm torso, and broad shoulders. She liked the view, even contemplating that perhaps the flight wouldn't be as bad as she'd expected, until he sat and spoke again. With his jaw clenched, his words came out harshly.
Why wouldn't you expect that? You should have allowed for the delay. It's the holiday travel time. In a few more minutes, they'll be closing the door. Do you realize that you could have missed the flight?
His crass tone and cool eyes took her aback. It was as if he were reprimanding her. Excuse me? Do I know you? At once, his stern demeanor melted, thawing the ice from his eyes and raising his cheeks as a smile bloomed. He lifted his hand.
We haven't been formally introduced. I'm Dexter, Dexter Smithers.
Years of manners were impossible to forget, even with this man's unusually stern introduction. Slowly, Natalie extended her hand and they shook. His grip was firm and warm, a nice contrast to the temperature outside. Nice to meet you. I'm Natalie. My friends call me Nat.
My friends call me Dex,
he said.
But to be honest, I hate it.
She laughed. Maybe the flight wouldn't be so bad. As he buckled his seatbelt, she stole a sideways glance. Now that Dexter's expression had softened, he definitely looked like the type of man she would consider handsome. Probably a few years older than she, with dark blonde hair that covered the tips of his ears and blue-green eyes. He had a sexy, suave Norwegian look. When she first arrived, she'd rushed past him so quickly that she couldn't be sure of his height. But based on the fact that he'd tilted his head within the cabin to stand, and the way he filled the first-class seat, he was easily over 6 feet. Natalie found taller men more attractive. She'd inherited her father's height, towering over her mother and topping off at nearly 5 feet 9 inches. Being a fan of high heels, she thought tall men made the best arm candy. There was something about him that seemed familiar, as if she'd seen him before. Maybe they'd passed one another in the terminal, or perhaps it was her imagination. A loud noise drew her attention away from her thoughts to the window. The de-icer truck was farther back, shooting something hot against the wing. The snowy air filled with steam as a loud hiss permeated the cabin. I really hate this. I wish they'd just postponed the flight instead of taking all of these precautions. I don't feel safe.
Safety is simply a matter of trust. No one is ever really safe. There is always someone else with more power. Besides, postponing wouldn't do. My plans have been in place for too long.
She took a deep breath, momentarily closed her eyes, and leaned back against the soft seat. I guess I need to trust the airlines. They wouldn't take off if it were dangerous, right?
Danger. Now that's another concern altogether. It implies harm.
A cold chill scattered over her skin. Your plans? She asked, her eyes now open as she spoke, hoping to shake the strange feeling that this man brought on. She rubbed the arms of her sweater, taming the goosebumps materializing underneath. Are they for the holiday?
The holiday? No, my plans are for much longer than a few weeks.
Really? Do you live in Europe? His lips quirked upward.
Not permanently, but with the isolation, it seemed like the perfect place to begin. Wouldn't you agree?
His words left her uneasy. Instead of concentrating on them, Natalie thought back over her various travels. I found Europe to be magical. The castles and history.
Tell me, Natalie.
He leaned closer.
I'd like to get to know you better before I call you Nat.
She swallowed, her mouth suddenly feeling dry. Where is the attendant? As Dexter spoke, she scanned the cabin, fighting the relentless coming to life somewhere below her consciousness. There was something about this man that put her on edge. Something about the intensity of his stare, as if he could call her Nat. as if he somehow knew more about her than she did about him.